How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Am I waiting here?
You wait there. Going across the trampoline.
When we all go home, do you go on that trampoline in your suit and crocs?
I should do, shouldn't I?
Hello and welcome to Pottering with me, Tom Allen. Today, we've been very much battling the sun already, so it's going to be a very sunny episode. Hopefully it won't be too bright for my guest, who's the wonderful Jess Wright. And Jess, a lot of people came to know through her appearances in The Only Way is Essex, and I came to be friends with Jess when she appeared on Cooking with the Stars, which is the programme I co-host with Emma Willis, and I thought she would be a lovely guest to join us here in the garden. Oh, and also, I've been given some questions and things from you, our viewers and listeners. Maybe Jess can help us answer those questions too. It would be nice, wouldn't it? Jess, thank you very much for joining me here in my little garden.
Oh, thank you for having me, Tom. It's delightful.
Well, I like to think it's a little tranquil moment for people to just be amongst the plants and the flowers.
Absolutely. Something that we were just discussing is like the older we get, like we're ancient, the more you just want to be with the plants and nature and in the garden.
I was amazed at how much it came on for me. Like from sort of my late 30s, I realised I was actually an old woman. And and then you realise actually the older people you knew growing up who loved gardening, I mean, they didn't start off like that. Obviously, they got into that.
Yeah, because you think when you're young, like, oh, I'll never be green-fingered, I'll always just, it's not really my thing.
So boring.
But then actually, naturally, you just kind of are like, yeah, like, I actually didn't do it myself, but I got a rose bush planted in the garden.
Oh, wonderful, yeah.
But I feel like the next step will be me actually planting it myself.
But I think sometimes there's a lot of fear around gardening, isn't there? That people are like, oh, you've got to do things a certain way. And I'm, as I always say, a proud novice. Like, I don't know nothing. I'm learning as I go, and I have some help and guidance at times. And what I've actually learned is you can just shove something in a pot, and as long as you water it and give it some sunlight, it will probably be all right. Might not, but it probably will be.
No, but you've got a lot of plants going on in here, haven't you?
Well, enjoyed sort of ramming in as much as we can. And this is this in the summer is all sort of a wildflower bit around the trampoline.
The trampoline just kills me. It's hilarious because it's such a quaint pretty little like kind of secret garden, then you've got this like trampoline dug in the floor in the middle. It's brilliant.
Well, yes.
It almost needs like fairy lights around it.
Oh, that's a good idea, actually. Maybe I should make more of a feature. I should always try and hide it.
No, I think embrace the trampoline now.
Maybe I should just embrace it, actually.
I think you should.
And it's been said it's a good way to, it might be a good way to kind of be creative, actually. And it's probably good exercise. I should use it.
Definitely good exercise, although at our age, we might put our back out.
That's the thing, because we're old ladies.
We are old ladies.
But Jess, you have a garden of your own, don't you?
Yes, we have a garden. We actually did it up this year. Like, got it kind of relawned.
Well done.
Yeah, and then it was the choice. That they were like, right, which plants do you want? And my husband was like, right, I've done the other stuff, and you just need to pick the plants. And
well,
I was like,
that's a big task.
It's a big task, and the pressure was on because also it's about like what season, if they're going to last in the seasons, and if they're going to look right here.
Yeah,
but we did get a what's it called? I've forgotten the name now. The tree with the like kind of
like an acer.
No, it's really pretty. I'll show you after, and I love it. But it grows, so it no longer looks like that. So you have to keep trimming it.
Oh, one of those.
But it's almost like redoing your hair every time. No. It's like...
they're very demanding.
Yes.
To get things to look properly.
Too demanding. And then
if you have like Buxus, which is that like neat hedge, we've got a bit of it over there, that gets like caterpillars and stuff. So that's just like dying in front of you. So that goes from looking quite aesthetically pleasing to then just looking dead, and you either replace it or get a different version of it. I think it is that kind of like little and often is the way to do it.
Yeah, it's like upkeep, isn't it?
Oh, for sure.
Which I'm just terrible at.
But I think that's the way of it. We've all got such busy lives, haven't we?
But I love all the hydrangeas. We've got white hydrangeas in our garden. I absolutely love them. But like you say, they're hard work. They're so demanding. Well, more than my three-year-old.
Really? Yes,
no, not quite, actually. Yeah.
Well, I think, yeah, hydrangeas. These were here when we moved in. And I mean, they're not looking so white. In fact, they look a little bit dead over there. But they've been quite battered this year, I think, by the drought. Didn't help them because they need so much water. But when they're out, they look lovely.
Yeah.
But they can be quite dominant as well. What other things did you go for?
What did we go for? We've got, I can tell you what they look like. They're really long stemmed and like gorgeous kind of buds that like white.
Like purple?
Oh,
white.
We were going to go for purple, but we went for white.
Like agapanthus, are they?
It could be an agapanthus. I think it is an agapanthus.
Oh, yeah? Yes. Oh, lovely.
And they're like, as you walk in.
I'm trying myself for knowing that. I mean, you watch all these like gardening programs and they'd say agapanthus, or as its Latin name is agapanthi, blah, 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 blah. And I never know any of that.
No.
But yeah.
We also got a, what's it called? Gosh, it's not a hot air balloon.
Oh, like a bay tree or a pear tree?
No, it's... Is it?
Is that a box, maybe?
It's a round one.
Like a...
But it's got a name, like...
I'm trying to think. I mean, it doesn't matter, does it? It doesn't matter.
What's it called? It'll come to me in a minute.
But it's a big pressure, I think, as well, because if you spend a lot of money on those plants...
Absolutely.
Then you put them in the wrong place and then they go and die.
Oh, well, my husband's furious because 2 weeks ago, it was my 40th and we did a big bash in the garden.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. We had, like, a big stretch tent and then, like, the whole year, I was going to do it in London because my husband was like, we've just done the garden.
Yeah, the last thing you want is everybody in there.
Not having
stilettos.
Yeah, he's like, my grass, so precious about this grass.
So he's become a grass man.
Like beyond, like every single night after work through the summer, he'd get back late from work because he actually works nearer here and we live the other side. And he would be watering every single ounce of plants and garden. And
it gets you, doesn't it?
By the time he was finished, I'm like, I'm going to bed. I'm like, I'm shattered.
But
like,
it's a nice way to decompress.
Yeah.
I mean, watering grass is quite boring.
No, but he's quite control, like kind of, if he gets something in his mind, he has to stick to it. So this grass was pristine. It was like bright green, gorgeous,
wonderful.
Like really well kept. And then we put a stretch tent and flooring over it. And
did it all die?
A little bit. And then there was like part of the garden that didn't have any on it. And that's like gorgeous, bright green. And then he's like, see where we had that and where we didn't?
Him.
Look at it. It's
gone. Bless him.
And I'm like, it'll come back.
Well,
come
back. That's exciting that it's, I mean, was he a gardener before?
No, not at all.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, he's taken real pride in the garden. Oh. I was like, I'll do the house. I'm in charge of the house. You can do the garden. He was like, okay, fine.
Oh,
I've got my input in the house, then I'll do the garden. And
that's
then
nice
he did.
Yeah.
And then I was still a bit precious. I was like, no, we need this, that. We need hydrangeas. We need this.
Hydrangeas are lovely. But I think, as well, grass is still nice. A lot of people say about, grass is a sort of plain. I've sort of thought about getting rid of some of this and putting gravel down because obviously it's much lower maintenance. But then People do say like the smell of the grass. The smell of the grass is lovely.
And there's nothing quite like the sun rises in our garden at the end of the garden.
Oh, same. We're the same way.
Yeah, and as much as I hate it because I love a south-facing house in the evening.
Everybody wants the south-facing.
It's so dark. I know. It's so dark in our garden in the afternoon. But then actually saying that, we have sun, but you just can't see it, if that makes sense. It's still quite bright.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's the other side of the house. Right. But anyway, when you look out to that grass in the morning with the dew and like the sun in the distance, it's beautiful.
Lovely.
Because we considered getting AstroTurf. I was like,
Jessica,
I know. Now I think of it, I'm like, oh God, it would look awful, especially in my garden.
No, I know loads of people have got it. I think the trouble with it is, in the summer, it gets really hot, apparently.
Yeah.
And it can like melt. And
oh,
then,
I don't know about that.
Or like, what did somebody say? Some horrible, they were saying about slugs and stuff started coming through it
something.
And then,
see, I had in my previous house, I had a really small garden, probably the size of this gravel. That was my garden.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. And that was just AstroTurf, and it looked really pretty. I had some hydrangeas along the side that I planted, and then it was just AstroTurf.
Yeah.
And it was real looking AstroTurf.
Oh, because they're good now
as
well.
Yes, they're really good now. But in a garden, what we've got now, which is a lot bigger, it would look ridiculous. So, yeah.
Well, I suppose as well, isn't drainage a thing, I would imagine? Like, because then if it rains heavily, where's that water going to...
I guess it probably seeps through it.
Seeps through it, probably.
But then it was really bad because I've got a little dog. She's tiny.
Oh, well, that's the other
thing.
And
she would wee.
Yeah.
And in the summer, you'd end up smelling it in the AstroTurf. So it wasn't porous. So it's like, yeah.
That's what I mean. Yeah, I think that's the problem that they
So, yeah, I definitely wouldn't advise. But
does he go out with the lawnmower as well and do the lines?
He doesn't. And I'm really annoyed about that because I'm like, if you do a garden, you have to own it and you have to... He doesn't, no.
It's quite fun to do. Occasionally, I'm motivated to do it. But we've got one with the pulley string on it.
Oh, a traditional one.
Very fun to do that. Yeah. With you go da-da-da-da and then you're off. And there's something about it that just makes you feel very...
I can imagine it's really therapeutic.
It is such a nice therapy.
My brother's got the one that you sit on and like go up and do lines. No, and I know that he absolutely loved both of my brothers, actually.
Oh, really?
And I can imagine that's really therapeutic because like literally seeing the lines the grass cutting.
And if you've got the space, obviously, if you need one of those sit-on ones, then it must be very satisfying to see a whole meadow of it. It must be lovely.
Yeah, Mark, my brother, takes beyond pride in his garden as well.
Oh, really?
So me and Michelle would just send things into the group all the time and be like, he's out there again. Like, Will would be out there doing his grass. Mark would be doing his grass. It was like the grass wars.
It's lovely, though, isn't it? Because I think there was a time when people would laugh at the idea of, oh, taking pride in your garden, why aren't you? Why don't you go to Ayanapa? And then sort of now... Maybe it's obviously
it's a cool thing, but I think it's cool.
But maybe it's just cool for our age. But yeah,
no, I just think it's like the older you get, you kind of just being outside and at one with nature, which sounds so dramatic. And
yeah, but I think it is a way to.
It
to
is
be
really
like that.
Nice. I love nothing more, like even in the winter, than going for like a forest walk with like the dogs.
Lovely,
Presley, my husband, and just like that wrapping up. I just love it.
Yeah, it is such a joy. We're lucky. We have some sort of common land near us. It really is my favourite place.
Yeah.
And when I was younger, I was like, oh, it's so boring. There's like trees and that.
Yeah.
And my parents would always be taking us, like, we go for a drive. Would you ever do that as a kid? Like, get in the car, we'll go for a drive.
How weird is that?
So boring.
Oh my God, that's so nostalgic. I haven't heard that expression for like 30 years. Let's go for a drive.
Well, I guess for our parents' generation, it was such
a novelty. We didn't have iPads and all that.
No
stuff
way.
Either, so.
No way. An Etch-a-Sketch, if we were lucky.
Yeah.
Get in
a
the back
Game
of the
Boy,
car.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you were really highfalutin, I suppose.
But yeah, no, absolutely. Let's go for a drive.
Go and then, for a drive.
You'd go
feeling
like,
car sick.
To the country.
Yeah.
To the countryside.
And we'd stop at a place. Usually with a bit of height, and my parents go like, look at the view. And you know, when you're seven, no one cares.
No, you're like,
cares about view? And now I look at it, and go, oh, this is an amazing place to come to. Like,
they knew what they were doing.
Yeah. By the way, if you're enjoying our little garden chat, don't forget you can watch all episodes of Pottering on my YouTube channel at Tom Allen. Or, if you prefer, just carry on listening on your podcast app whilst you potter about yourself. We'd love to keep you company.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Obviously, a lot of people will know you and your family from The Only Way Is Essex or
God,
Towie.
Yeah.
Was that a fun experience?
Yeah, it was mad. I think I left Towie, I want to say 10 years ago or 11 years ago this year.
Oh, wow.
I was on it for 5 years.
Yeah.
I'm 40 now and it started when I was 25. So
wow, yeah.
Yeah, crazy. It was amazing. It was wild. It was nothing what I expected. I expected like this kind of Hills like type show.
I was going to say, because
like
it was just around about the same time as The Hills with
yeah.
all those
and the
people.
The Hills was the only other one really, and Jersey Shore.
Yes. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So I was like, didn't know what to expect. Like there yeah. are so many reality programs now. So you know what you're getting into now pretty much.
You were
much.
The front runners. You were the first people
well, we
to
were
do,
the first of, in this country for sure. And then, yeah, like it just, I expected it to be really slick and like The Hills, and I was in a girl band. So I was like, this is the best showcase
say,
for my
yeah,
girl band.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we could get exposure. And then the first episode aired. We didn't get to watch it until it aired. And then they filmed us watching it.
Oh my gosh.
And I think where I thought it was going to be like this kind of more serious and like, now I'm looking back, I don't know how I thought that was going to be possible. Because when you look at all the characters, like it is a mix of like crazy, hilarious characters.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And there were like people having spray tans and the vajazzles and things like that.
Vajazzles, yeah.
So it was a shock because I didn't know what was coming.
But I thought it was really, I think the reason it endeared itself to people was because it was very genuine.
Absolutely. You know? And I think because of all those things, it was so shocking to people watching at home because they hadn't seen anything like this before. Well,
everybody loved it and
that's
loved the
why
way that
it just
was like,
went, pew,
yeah.
Whether you loved it or hated it, it was everywhere.
But like seeing your lovely family and of course, it, like everybody was just enamoured with everybody there, and the way that also it would show people just going to the shops and going to have a spray tan. Whereas the American ones were all like, oh, so I'm working at the magazine today.
Yeah, exactly.
How's your day at the magazine going? It's fine.
Like,
it's
like all really, quite, yeah, like
it's
kind of.
So, like, shiny.
It was very exactly that.
Like selling Sunset, I always look at now, you know, when they're kind
oh
of walking
God,
around.
Yeah.
Like, welcome. They've always got these like really high heels on, which I think,
oh
you're
my God.
In these hills, what are you doing?
High heels. They're like wearing like something off the runway and
welcome
they're showing someone around
home.
A house. I watch Selling Sunset a lot of it now because of the outfits. I'm
yeah,
like obsessed like, with the fashion and like. It's, and the fact
pads.
That they even wear those things, it's incredible.
Whereas but, I love the way that, like, and I think Towie really led the way with it, of like the very British take on it, which was like, well, yeah, you can have a bit of that, but also like show people as they actually are or show people going down
yeah,
the local...
I think a lot of people related to the families on it. So yeah. people would be like, oh my God, they're so much like us as a family.
For sure. Yeah.
Or we used to do that with our parents and,
yeah.
and they'd see the bond between the families and stuff. And then obviously there was all the drama,
yeah,
which is
yeah.
you know, TV I mean, gold at
yeah,
times.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was a crazy experience. It allowed me to kind of be able to then take on different things in life that I would never have been able to do unless I got into this industry, this
right,
wild and wonderful
yeah.
industry, which has yeah. been, can be very daunting at times, but also like incredible. Like I've been to some of the most amazing events and met so many wonderful people. I'll never forget like being at an event with lots of showbiz people and Kate Beckinsale speaking to me and being like, Towie was the only UK English show on TV and she was filming in like, I don't know, the Far East, I think.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, and I was watching it and I was just like, oh my God, I loved her. Like ever since Pearl Harbor and Serendipity,
yes.
she was like my idol. I thought she was stunning, amazing actress. So I just couldn't believe it. And I was, so this like world we were launched into, and obviously we were just normal people.
Yeah.
But I kind of wanted to get into it because I love performing. So I grew up doing singing, dancing, acting and everything else. So I was like, this is a great springboard for that.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that's the nature of, well, any career, isn't it? That you never know where it's going to take you. I think it's very few people are like, I'm going to do that one thing and I'm going to go for it. I think inevitably, like, I mean, I never saw myself doing, say, stand-up, really, but it was just sort of some friends suggested having a go at it, and then I did, and then it sort of, that led into other things, and from that, I've ended up doing more telly stuff, which I really love as well, but I would never have planned it that
way. No, absolutely, that's the thing. You kind of don't know what you're going to do, and I did a marketing degree. I did marketing and business management. Mm. I did really well at it, and I was like, right, so the next thing I need to do is go out and get a job in marketing.
Marketing, of course.
Did that, and was in it for about 5 years, and then I just said to my mum, I keep getting in trouble at work because I keep going for auditions for singing and they just keep, they know I haven't got another dentist appointment. They know I haven't got a doctor's appointment. I don't know what to do. And my mum was like, are you happy there? And I was like, no, I just want to sing. I want to sing and I know I can do it. And, I'll, you know, like perform. Yeah. I just loved it. That was where my heart was. And I just, ever since I was a baby. And so she was like, quit. She was like, just leave.
Wow.
Just go and follow your dreams.
Yeah.
And I did. And that's when I got in the girl band. And that's when, you know, this girl band we thought was going to explode, whatever. Mm. And that's when I was like, oh, this could be good. Mark was like, they want to follow your girl band potentially. And I was like,
oh, perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
But I think as well, my brother, who's not in the performing industry at all, he works in construction. But he has a saying, which is hard work has to go somewhere. Aww. And I think that's good because, you know, you might have thought, well, I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm going to keep working. I'm going to keep working at the music stuff. And actually, it's taken you a slightly different direction.
Absolutely. I was up and down the country auditioning for girl bands for, like, years. And I think you have to put the groundwork in. And it's really tough in this industry as well when you come from a reality programme because you get a lot of stick. It's, you're not worthy, you're not credible.
Really?
You're only famous because you were on a reality. You don't have a real talent.
Oh, how
interesting. Other people have earned it. And I get that. I totally get that. But I think it's so subjective to the person. And
yeah,
that's
of course.
Where we, like, that's where there needs to be, like, a bit of a fine line. It's like when you're on a TV programme like TOWIE, for instance, it ain't easy. Like,
oh,
Jesus,
I mean,
Christ, like the stick
imagine.
You can get behind the scenes, like people's mental health and stuff when you're, because it's your character, isn't it, that people are judging at the end of
and
the day.
And it's in your home and in your, like, using your family as well, which feels very vulnerable.
Yeah,
you mean, like,
you're opening that up for everyone to judge.
Oh, 100%.
And editing as well, like you can't control everything.
No.
So, so it's not easy, but then at the same time, you know, we're extremely privileged in other areas, of course.
But it's still hard work.
Yeah, it is hard work. And I think everything that I did before TOWIE, I've always worked hard, led to that kind of getting me that in that world that I wanted to be in.
Mm. We're often encouraged to be like, no, don't make a fuss. No, not for you. Not. I mean, maybe it's our era as well. I think perhaps it's slightly different now when people can go online and find heroes and they can find inspiration stories perhaps more easily. But, you know, to keep that confidence in knowing that you are moving forward, even if it feels like you're completely stuck or even if you feel like it's not going your way, to just keep going with it, I think is...
Absolutely, because I imagine people that are like A-listers, they definitely will have like similar kind of feelings in terms of like, oh no, it's that film that I wanted, or she got the part, or he got the...
I always have to remind myself of that, because of course we live in the age of comparison with everything online.
Yeah.
I'm always like very aware of, we all do it, don't
we? And everyone's succeeding now as well. And
yes,
you know,
no one's showing they're like, oh, I'm having a really difficult time actually.
Exactly, exactly that. But we all are in our own ways and at our own times, aren't we? There's always times where you feel like you're on top of the world and then you're like, oh God, I'm failing
because I'm not doing as well as blah blah. But I think that's, I remember watching an interview with, I think it's called There's Nothing Like a Dame, and it had Judi Dench and Maggie Smith and Eileen Atkins and Joan Plowright, all dames, all very successful actresses. And Maggie Smith was like, I went to America and they said, oh, well, there's no point auditioning because Judy will get her hands on that before you do. And so you realise that even Maggie Smith and Judy Dench are still like...
Crazy.
You know,
in their own field, there's like a feeling of, like I'm not good enough or I need to do better.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, isn't that bonkers as well that must happen? I think it must happen all through life, and I guess you just have to learn to manage it.
Absolutely.
Is it comparison is the thief of joy?
I totally believe that as well. And it's hard to not compare, isn't it, with people in your field, because you're constantly looking, being like, gosh, I should be doing that. Why aren't I doing that?
Why haven't I got this many likes?
Yeah, don't.
And that's kind of why we end up doing this podcast in the garden, because Alfie said to me, you know, when you're in the garden, everything's fine with you. Don't have any worries.
It's like your little happy place.
So it is, very much a place where I don't... Well, you can't easily be looking at your phone... To you know, I know there's those apps you can use to like tell you what plant is what, but I don't even use those because I just go, I'd just rather just get my hands dirty and see, I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
And just see.
That's a good way of approaching it, I think, though.
Yeah, well, I think I just try it and see it, you know, if I have a go. And you know, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. In fact, I'll show you one thing
I
did try out. Wait there, because
Am I waiting here?
No, you wait there.
Oh, I'll just go across. I'm just
going across the trampoline.
We all go home, do you go on that trampoline in your suit and Crocs?
I should do, shouldn't I? Like this. These lavender trees, very expensive.
Sorry. Right.
Got these at a garden centre. Spent a lot of money on them. They look beautiful, like sort of, you know, like
sort of
the ball-shaped ones. Gave them everything they wanted.
Oh.
The best possible life. How do they repay me? By dying.
That is so disheartening and like disappointing. How dare they?
How dare they?
How
I mean,
dare
I did give
they?
Them a pot. I didn't just keep them. Maybe this is why they died. That
yeah.
I kept them, held them in my arms. I
took them out the ground. Took them,
but don't they look like something out of...
I mean, literally, like a horror film.
Like a horror film, really.
Yeah.
And I tried to give them everything. But,
so perhaps it's just, is it the light? Where are they in the wrong light?
I changed the lights. They hated that more. I had them in relative shade. I moved them to
these
sun.
These plants are very temperamental, aren't
very
they?
Very temperamental. And because they can't talk.
No. Yet. It's basically like having a child.
It's basically like having a child. It's much more dramatic. So anyway, that's...
Well, well done for trying, Tom.
For some people who are just listening, I just picked up two... you wouldn't know they were lavender trees. Basically two
twigs. With a big bunch of soil at the bottom and loads of scraggy tops.
Exactly. And brought them over to Jojo.
I mean, they look so sad.
They do, don't they? I mean, they might be quite good for Halloween, I was thinking, actually.
I was just going to say, why don't you put, like, cobwebs on them?
Oh, that's...
On the front doorstep and, like, maybe
do you
little
do that?
Ghosts hanging from them.
Have you ever done that? Like,
the
you know,
fake people, cobweb stuff.
Or when people dress their doors for Halloween, like, when they
I
get,
I actually
like...
haven't, and I'm going to be honest here, and it's a controversial thing to say.
Go for it.
I like Halloween. It's
sure.
fun.
Yeah.
But I don't get the craze around it.
Mm.
I couldn't dress my house for Halloween. I'm like...
Right.
I just don't.
You
like
don't,
Christmas, yeah. It's like Santa's grotto.
You go all out.
Yeah, but Halloween... Don't get me wrong. I love dressing up and going to a Halloween party, maybe.
Sure.
But now I've got, obviously, Presley. He's really understanding it now. He's definitely going to go trick-or-treating this
want
year.
To be part of, yeah.
It's freezing cold.
A bit like that, actually. Yeah, yeah. I think there's an assumption as well. If you
and
like
he's just
going
to want to eat all the sweets and then he'll get grumpy if like he doesn't get the sweets he wants. Yeah, and it's just like, let's just stay home. It's fine. Just watch Hocus Pocus.
Yes, it is a bit like, there's a lot of pressure on Halloween now. It never used to be.
No, don't you think?
Like when we were a kid, like I remember getting like a plastic cape from...
Literally, no, a bin bag.
My
mum would put a bin bag on us.
She'd
cut the hole or whatever and put it over.
Yeah, witch's hat. Or just a mask, just put on a mask.
Oh, the little paper thin masks with the,
Yeah, lovely. And people, there wasn't a specific thing. You could just be a monster of any description. Then it all got a bit sort of, I don't know, a bit American, basically. Where
beyond. It's like now you have to wear like something from like the best fancy dress shop in the world.
Yeah, it's like you've just stepped out of like some
But in the US,
drama.
Like I never got it as well for Halloween. They dress up as like icons and famous people.
Oh,
there's nothing scary.
I went to America once for Halloween. Somebody dressed up as a table leg.
What?
They just went like as a table, like
a table leg.
I saw there was like they came as furniture, so there was like four of them, all as table legs, and they just had a tabletop that they carried
God,
around.
Hilarious.
And then somebody else was just like a lamp stand.
I can't.
I mean, it's
I
quite
actually
camp.
Can't.
Well, it's very camp, really.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
In terms of your comedy, going back to that, like, that is what impresses me more than anything. Like, the
really?
Thought of getting up and having to be funny, number one, well, and to an audience, well, haunts me. Like, it fills me with absolute dread. So for me too. That's
and
a
the
huge
audience.
Talent. that's an amazing talent to have.
Well, that's very, very generous of you to say, Jess. I mean, I just treat it really as kind of storytelling. And I think as well, though, it's connecting with people. That's what I like about stand-up at its best, is when you get a connection with the audience and you're all having a lovely time together. And I suppose that's what I mean about...
it must be so fulfilling, but then at the same time, I'd be so scared that they didn't laugh. And like, but like, you clearly are amazing at it. I used to watch, I went to see Lee Evans and Michael McIntyre.
Oh, great, yeah.
I absolutely loved them.
Oh, yeah.
I've got such an appreciation for it. I just it's honestly my worst nightmare. Like,
it's just, I think as well, what I've learned is it's the capacity to shut down the little voice in my head going, you're not very good at this, you're going to mess this up, they all hate you. If you can get rid of that and be just having a joyful time,
yeah,
easier said than done. But if you just can lean into the joy of it, gosh, I'm sounding very profound today.
No,
I'm not normally
like
this.
It's like you must be so intelligent to be able to do it. You need to land the line as well. It's not even like acting where you can just...
Well, I mean, you just... I mean, the less you think about it, the better you are.
Yeah.
I think it's what I've
learned.
Bless
you, no. Well, you're smashing it. It's amazing.
Oh, Jess, that's very kind. Gosh, it's nice. You're not supposed to be the guest who flatters the... thank you very much. I'm very taken by that.
Aww.
I mean, I think it's like you say, it doesn't matter what the journey is, is it? If you can form a connection, like you've done through Anyways Essex, it doesn't matter. Once you've got that connection with people, they'll stay with you.
Yeah.
And I think that's a lovely thing too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think... just being yourself as well and just doing what you love is the key to all of it.
Absolutely. Now, talking of connections, I've actually got some little messages from our listeners and viewers. Have these got questions on them, actually? I'm saying, they're just exclamations of things that people have said. Sorry. I mean, I get given a piece of paper thinking like, oh, there's some questions we've got here for the garden. We can share these. And I thought, having you just complimented me, these are just a series of compliments that people have put underneath. Well, it's funny you say I'm great, Jess, because
so
I'm very V5. Says a very welcome, cheery, therapeutic break.
just read all your compliments for yourself.
Yes,
off
Drew says you could do Danny Dyer next. That was after the Rob Beckett episode.
I love Rob Beckett. Who's your dream guest?
Oh, that's a good question.
Like anyone in the world.
Oh, Elton John.
Oh, amazing. Mm. That would be epic.
I've always been an Elton John fan.
Oh, he might, you know.
Maybe. I've never met him. I've always wanted to meet him.
You need to go to Lagarette. He's always in there.
Oh, is that the place in South France?
In South France. Lagarette, however you say it, yeah.
Oh.
Just hang out there and be like, hey, you want to do a podcast?
Loitering around.
Loitering
with
around.
My garden furniture.
With a little spade.
Yes. Oh, Elton. They might come on board. Well,
that's a good guess.
Who knows? But sorry, I got the tap by mistake.
No worries.
The thing about this podcast is I'm very slick and very... Jess, this is where we have been growing some vegetables. And I know you've got a little one.
Mm-hmm.
And also you've got your garden you've just done up. Would you consider growing some
I would love to vegetables? Grow some veg in the garden, to be fair.
I mean, it's we've had varying degrees of success. Alf loves Brussels sprouts and...
Oh, it's Brussels.
These are... I don't know if they'll be ready for Christmas or not, but they're Brussels sprouts there.
Oh, my God, how amazing.
But you can also eat the leaves as sort of Brussels tops.
Really?
Don't get disheartened if you get this sort of lace effect.
Right.
Just when they first come through, you get a few caterpillars.
Oh.
And slugs love to have a little nibble.
Okay.
Then, hopefully, if things go well, if they keep growing...
Your little light-up watering can.
A light-up watering can.
Stunning.
Very,
obsessed.
Very chic. Very chic.
Dress the very Brussels chic. With the lights. I love it.
Yes, exactly. It's
Do
a very...
Do you want to lit up Brussels very, for Christmas?
They are... It's like the Bellagio.
Yeah.
But with Brussels sprouts in a plastic
obsessed.
Watering can. Sometimes as well, we end up growing things and then we don't... Like so many runner beans. Turns out runner beans actually aren't that nice.
Oh, I love runner beans.
Oh, well, do you want...
I'll take the tree home with me.
Take the whole tree.
I would feel so proud if I grew... Like, if I was growing vegetables in the garden and I actually saw them come into like fruition and be like, we did that.
Well, I think it's a nice thing to do. When I first was here, I did a little competition with my nephews where they each had a bucket and we planted potatoes.
Aww.
And then, I mean, it's quite a slow game because you have to wait, obviously, like 3 or 4 months for them to come through. But then... when we sort of harvested them and we all saw who'd been the most successful really, because you just don't know what's under the ground.
Yeah,
and I think
I would
really
like to do
that.
It with Presley actually, and we've got a little patch that we could do it in, to be fair, I think.
And you can taste the difference, like potatoes. I'd never tasted potatoes like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, honestly, I don't know.
Amazing.
Sort of life about them. I'll show you. If you wait there, I'll show you. I'll bring over some tomatoes.
Go on. Do you use these tomatoes a lot in your cooking?
Yeah, we use them all the time
yeah,
when
amazing.
They're in season. Really so nice. Last year we tried to grow them. We didn't know what we were doing. Mm. And they grow quite bushy. And so what we learned is you have to take out, as they try and go sideways, you see a little sprig of green.
Right.
You've got to take that out to make it grow. You want it to grow tall like a beanstalk.
Okay.
Like a vine, I think. Sometimes they ripen on the vine, but sometimes they just don't, or they fall off.
Right.
And they're a bit green. Or a bit sort of yellowy.
But aren't, like, you can eat all kinds of, like, coloured tomatoes, can't you? Because they sell them now as well, don't they, in the different
colours?
Yeah,
there's heritage ones, I think. And also in America, they do, like, fried green tomatoes.
Yeah.
I think they're not as sweet.
Right, okay.
If they're like that. But also what I found is, if you put them in a paper bag, I looked this up online,
mm-hmm.
if you put this up in a paper bag with bananas,
yeah,
the bananas give off some sort of gas, basically, as they're ripening, which then causes them to ripen as well.
Oh.
So if you do grow some... And they're
not
to put like
them in,
put them in a
bananas.
Paper bag with some bananas.
How weird.
I think you can do it with a lemon as well. But brought them out perfectly.
You learn something new every day.
Exactly. And also the other thing I learned was store them at room temperature. Don't bother putting them in the fridge. Don't know
oh,
why.
I have heard that as well. Yeah, about onions and potatoes. Don't put them in the fridge.
Don't put them in the fridge.
And eggs.
And
yeah,
eggs.
Yeah, yeah, I don't put my eggs in the fridge.
No, we don't now.
No.
Gosh.
I did start putting my potatoes and onions in a cupboard.
Oh, yeah.
But then I forget I've got them when I'm cooking. And then I go, yeah, so I just keep them in the fridge again.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
We just store them. They'll last forever because you never use them. But, well, Jess, that's a little something. Well, you can take those with you if you like.
Oh, thank you.
You've got
you.
Some seeds there.
So I've got my seeds, a tomato, mm-hmm. and some more
knowledge and you can have those too as well to see if they ripen up.
Okay,
like.
I'm going to put them in a bag with some bananas.
I should have given you a banana, but we don't grow them.
That's okay. Next time.
Well, I hope there's a couple of gifts for you anyway.
No, beautiful. And I definitely will be doing the little hack you told me about. But I want to know where you're going to plant the chrysanthemum that I bought you.
Oh, this is a lovely gift, Jess. Thank you. When you arrived, nobody else ever brings
Has
a
no
gift
one ever
for...
bought you a plant to plant?
Not on this podcast. Oh, I'm sorry
what
to
can
say.
I say?
But this is so lovely. And I love chrysanthemums. And they're
they
so
are quite
dramatic.
Boring, I get it. And
no,
they're
I don't
kind
think
of
they
like
are
the
at all.
Standard sort of...
I like
but I like them, and I think yeah. they're M&S, and they're really pretty. And I was like, they had like this other one.
Mm.
I can't another one anyway, and it didn't look as nice. And I just was like, they're really pretty. And
oh, I'm gonna I'll definitely put them in a lovely pot and see how. Because I think the other thing is when I've been given plants in the past or bought them for myself, even I leave them in the pot they come in.
Yeah.
And that's actually not good because they want to spread out. So.
Right. Okay. So you take it out and then plant it.
Plant it. It says here. Position, place indoors in a well-lit position, away from direct sunlight, drafts and heat sources.
Oh, you won't be planting that then.
Well. But actually, when it's mild, I think they don't mind
that,
it.
I should have read that, shouldn't I?
No, but when
it.
It's mild, they don't mind it. But also, it's lovely to have indoors. So
otherwise, yeah.
Jess, that's gorgeous. I think they're so... But they are kind of a traditional flower,
yeah.
aren't they? And they go out of fashion, but actually, I think
they're
lovely.
I feel like someone said it, I feel like in Sex and the City, maybe it was Carrie, and she was like... It's like the dullest flower, or like the most, I can't remember, but anyway, yeah.
Probably Kim Cattrall gave it to her.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, gosh, yeah.
This is lovely. Jess, thank
you
so much for being my guest here in the garden on Pottering. Jess, I've really loved chatting to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. What a lovely time that was, Pottering with me, Tom Allen, and my guest, Jess Wright. Jess is such a lovely person, and I was very, very inspired to hear that her husband and her brother have been into gardening themselves and getting obsessed with the lawn. You see? Comes to all of us, doesn't it? I love this lovely chrysanthemums as well she brought. I'm very excited to see if those beans I gave her will find a new home in her garden, and maybe they'll get some joy from watching those grow, and maybe we'll get some photos of those beans growing maybe next year. Who knows? Who knows? But I hope you've enjoyed it. If you've enjoyed the episode, tell your friends. And if you didn't enjoy it, but maybe you could write a nice review or put a nice comment if you feel so inclined. Otherwise, I'll see you next time, okay? Bye.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.